Hey, brother, what's up?
Oh, man, we are just racking and stacking today, brother. What do you know?
I love racking and stacking. You know, it's always an energy that I love when we get two or three really great guests because I get juiced with the first one, and it never calms down. I get more juiced. If we remember, we did five one time, I think, and I was between wearing down just a bit. And also on the same time, so fired up because I was so cranked up for the first three or four that I almost couldn't stand myself, which now I understand Dixie Chick, that you know, how she gets. It's not that
fun. Two or three is fine, but five was too much.
It was, and I'll never do those again. I say never. I don't see us doing those again because I don't feel like I, hosting, give the full attention at the end because it's like, I don't care how much you love this, and I really love this, but you hit a point where it's like, whew, you know, and it's easy to mix up maybe what I thought about the last guest, right? And
you know, right. That's not,
you know, what are we doing? Anyway, nobody really cares about this, but you know what they really care about is this guest right now is somebody that I have grown to really love because she's a great girl, a great person. But she's your daughter. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I've known her for 21 years, Randy.
Wow, that's more than I've known her. Yeah. but I've known her long enough to know that she not only is a sweetheart and a great person, but really, really good at what she does, developing a career in an area that we both love, right? And so we're going to chat today with her about how in the heck we get our own way as maybe older people and or older people. And how we work with social media folks and what she thinks about social media. And I don't know, we're going to talk about all kinds of good stuff.
I've done this stuff for about as long as she's been, you know, alive, Randy. And I can tell you many times I've said to her, Carson, I'm going to borrow that. And, you know, so she definitely has got some great insights. I'm a little biased. I absolutely love her to death, but she's going to be a great guest, and let's get to her.
And we should. And one thing, we didn't talk about this off air, but if any point during our conversation you want to jump on and ask a question of your lovely daughter, please feel free.
No, I'm going to let you do it. You're much better than that. I talk to her all the time.
That's true. You do. She probably says, please don't do that. Please, Randy, right. Don't. Please don't. All right. Like, we're done. This was really entertaining and all, but let's get somebody.
Yeah, let's get somebody better than us on here.
Well, and I'm just glad she got her looks from her mom, too. Just throwing that out.
Without a doubt.
All right, let's go. All right. Go. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. All right.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Well, it's about time that I got the best and most favorite Carson Wyatt on here. The most favorite Wyatt, I should say.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. I love your dad and all, and your mom and your brother, but you're pretty cool, kiddo.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, it's okay. You can send check. Just send me a check. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or buy me a drink next time we're at Urban Myers together.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That'd be fun. I'll take you up on that.
A Dr. Pepper. Yes, we did have a nice time at Urban Myers, even though I, with my Michigan gear on, which I didn't wear, but I should have, it was a little challenging for me to be at Urban Myers as a Michigan fan, but I lived through it barely.
I think people should also know that you went back there without us. So you must really like the Ohio State.
You had to. Okay. I can see this is going to go bad right out of the gates. You had to bring that up. I'm going to be getting texts from my Michigan people going, what are you doing?
I mean, you liked it enough to go back. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
The food was good. And the Dr. Pepper was perfectly served in a nice 9-ounce pour. So like, we'll say that. Anyway, well, welcome. Thank you for being on it. And for any of y'all that don't know, Carson is my buddy, my pal, my brother, my producer, director, occasional host, food stealer, bodyguard, Wes Wyatt, that's in the background running controls right now, his lovely daughter, Carson. And so officially welcome.
Thank you.
So you come from good stock as you, at 21, I think you are in the social media world and also going to that really awful school down in Ohio called Ohio State. But anyways, congrats. You and your partner, Carter, have a business called My Dino Media. Did I get that right? Because I just want to say Dino, because I grew up with the Flintstones, and his name is Dino.
But My Dino Media, yep.
Yeah, My Dino Media. So before we get too far, tell us about yourself and what you and Carter are doing and whole idea why you got involved in this, what led you to this. I'm assuming what following your dad, since you were old enough to follow your dad, that you love the whole social media marketing world. But give us the Carson Wyatt history here.
Yeah. So I go to Ohio State. As you said, right now I'm a psychology major. And luckily I go to school during the day, but Carter and I used to work third shift at Whirlpool, where they made those KitchenAid mixers. So we worked at Whirlpool, and working third shift, I would go into work at like 8 o'clock, and then we would work till 6 a.m. And then I would sleep for 2 hours, go to class, and then come home and sleep 2 more hours, and then go back to work. So I was under a really tight schedule. Carter, I think, struggled a little bit more than I did, just because he had a lot more difficult classes to take than I did, because at the time he was doing cybersecurity. But we were getting really sick of having to work third shift in order to help pay for school, gas, and just, you know, do the fun things that we want to do. And so when we live in a small town, Carter lives in a smaller town than I do. And a lot of the jobs around here are fast food jobs. You can work for a corporation like Crown or Precision Strip, but it's extremely difficult to go in with, I don't want to say no experience, because there's a lot of people my age that go there and intern, but you have to have like a purpose. Like, you know, you have to know what you want to do, because they want to put you in a position where you can work for them in the future. And sure. I wasn't in a position where I was ready for that. Carter wasn't in a position where he was ready for that, because it was his, you know, first semester of college, and he was drowning because we were working third shift. And dad, you know, dad, he's very successful. He's worked. What people don't see is I've watched my dad read countless books, do endless, you know, workshops and videos. And he's worked harder than I think almost anyone I've ever seen. He's really built himself a foundation and made connections with people that last. And he's so successful with his social media. And, you know, he has friends like you, and he has, you know, a friend named Mike Goki. And the people that he works with aren't only, you know, clients, they're friends. Like you said, he's your brother, he's your family, your producer. And I want to work in a place like that. So Carter and I were brainstorming things that we could do. Originally, we were supposed to just be helping dad with his stuff. It wasn't going to be a business of our own. So we started talking to dad. Dad got really busy. And I told Carter, you know, I said, let's just do this on our own. And so dad is a mentor for us. He has guided us through this whole process of building our business. And so that's just a little bit about us. We've just taken it from nothing and turned it into just something that we've really learned to love and enjoy. And now Carter goes to school he's getting a business degree in entrepreneurship. So he has completely left the cybersecurity field and started focusing on stuff, because we both really just enjoy what we're doing and want to continue with that.
That's awesome. And well said about your dad. You know, I love your dad. And I think the fact that you've done something that your dad talks about and I talk about a lot is, and a great decision to go into loving what you do and then doing what you love, because you recognize clearly early on that you, how important that is. And if you weren't loving the direction you were going, it's so good at an early age you was able to make that decision and make a pivot. Because I know a lot of people your dad's age, my age, that still haven't made that pivot, right? They just live with it. And I think you got to take the live with it out of that, because if you're not enjoying it every day and loving it, that's a tough road to hoe, as they used to say. Never really knew what that meant, but I think I know. But you know, it is a challenge, right? So I love the fact that you do so much with social media, because it's interesting for me, and this is kind of leading into maybe the main topic of our conversation, is 5 years ago for sure, I thought social media was garbage. It's stupid. It's just a whole bunch of people, blah, blah, blah. And it's still some of that. But I hated everything about it. I didn't want to have a Facebook page. I didn't want to do anything. I just thought it was dumb. And I think a lot of people in my age group and even younger have felt that way in the past. But over a lot of things in my experiences in the last few years, have learned to not only adapt and adopt social media, but absolutely positively believe if you want to be really successful and go to the next level in your business world, y'all got to be involved. As our little friend Wes and I, your dad and I's friend Michelle will say, all y'all, you got to be involved in social media, and you got to use it, and you got to live in it. You don't have to do the bad things and the negative things, right? So with all that said, take us down the Carson road of social media, why it's important, how you see it, where you see it. And I really love your, I just love your take for the next, I'm going to go take a nap and just come back.
Yeah. So I think that my generation has an advantage in the fact that, like you said, we've grown up with social media. So, you know, I don't want to say we have more experience, because it started at the same time, you know. Maybe people in your guys' generation wasn't as active on it, but you had the same opportunities too. Because I remember when I was maybe like a kindergartner in the first Wii came out. So at least my generation is old enough to remember when things started, and it became really popular. So we were on it all the time, and honestly still are. I think that a lot of people get frustrated with social media because of the fact that there is a lot of crap on there. Like you said, you know, there's explicit pictures and things, and there is just a bunch of crap. But if you focus on the positives, you know, Facebook, I love to connect with people on Facebook and LinkedIn and see, you know, pictures of friends, family, stay updated with them on that. I think as far as communication goes on social media, my generation focuses on Snapchat and Instagram, which Instagram, as you know, it's mostly pictures. It's a little harder to connect with people because if you're not following them, you're not seeing what they're doing. And then same thing with Snapchat. There's really, you're just taking pictures, sending them to each other. But you have to, again, you have to have that person's profile in order to even see what they're doing. I think that Facebook is better for business because I can look up, one of my clients is All About You Salon in Fort Laramie. I could look up, just being a stranger, you know, All About You Salon, and it would show me all of their pictures, all their information, contact info, events that they're doing. So I think that that's great. And then, you know, I've been lucky on LinkedIn to have a lot of my dad's friends follow me, like you, Sean Litvak, Ben Gay III. You know, I could go on for 30 minutes about all the people that followed me. But I feel like social media, even though there is a lot of crap, there's so many opportunities for it, with business, life, family, friends. You know, I think that people really need to focus on the positives with that. And as far as using it for My Dino Media, I was telling one of my clients the other day, in the past, people sent letters. A lot of people sent letters or they emailed. But before, you know, email and the internet was great, you would always, you know, if you went to an event, you sent a thank you letter. You know, if you wanted to contact someone, you sent them a letter. And I think one of the things that people need to realize is, let's say today you want to reach out to 1,000 people. Between the mailing services and the post, like, you know, the stamps, postal stamps, you could spend easily $500. You could go on Facebook, spend $500 and reach, I did the math the other day, for I think it was about $8. If you spend about $8 on Facebook, you can reach on average 1,000 people. So where you're spending $500 to reach 1,000 people in letters, you could reach 55,000 people on Facebook. And you're not going to have all those people contact you, obviously. You know, that'd be kind of crazy if you had 55,000 people messaging you, but you're getting that exposure on social media. And there's a lot of little tips and tricks like that that I don't think people realize. So as far as being in the younger generation and mentoring, you know, the older generation, I would just show them, you know, those tips and tricks that they have, and then compare it to what has been done in the past. Because when you think about, you know, something like that, you're like, oh man, you know, that really is a big difference. Why am I not doing this? And I have a lot of people that spend a lot of money on like ads and websites and letters. I mean, the other day, Dad had somebody send him, you know, a promotional, I don't even know what it would be called. And Dad, you can jump in here and tell him what it was, but it's like a digital, it almost looked like a tablet. They sent it in the mail and it cost like, I looked it up, it cost like $80 to send to someone. You could easily, like Dad said, use a QR code or something, take advantage of QR codes, ads, things like that. You don't have to spend $80 to send something to someone in the mail. You know, take advantage of the little tips and tricks that you have, and it'll save you money. It'll save you resources. You'll reach more people, and you're doing it in a more modern way. So people trust what you're doing because you're showing that you're ahead of the game and that you're moving forward with your business and that you're not, you know, just staying down here.
Well, you know, with what you just talked about too, and I love that, Carson, is that once you post, it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Because it gets out there and it gets shared and reshared. And anytime somebody likes something that you know, it all of a sudden pops up. So it's just not that first blast, right? It lives in infamy, if you will, taking a statement from back in World War II. But it's there forever, right? The bad news, you better make sure you put out because it's there forever. But the good news is that it's such a, I use a term a lot, force multiplier, because everything that I do on social media, I realize and cognizant that I'm hitting thousands, tens of thousands of people that may or may not know who I am right now, but eventually they will. But if they see you often enough and they see the different people, and what I really like, and let's go there for a minute, if you don't mind, is I love the compounding effect that social media has, because a great friend of your dad's and I's, you mentioned Ben Gay III. He's so generous that every time we post anything, he's liking it, commenting, sharing it. And what people maybe don't fully understand, right, is the compounding effect that has, because now whatever I just did, all of Ben's thousands of followers just saw it. And it's any way you look at it, it's an endorsement of, hey, whatever Randy just said, you ought to look at, right? But then the second level is the thousands of people that he follow like it, and some of them like it, and then they share it. And that's a massive ballooning effect, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I really, and again, when people think of social media, now, if you're not into business, like, you know, if you don't have a business and you're just on there for, you know, leisure time, like, you know, then you wouldn't think, you know, that it really is that big of a deal or that big of a resource. You might just in your head be like, oh, you know, I posted about a picnic I went to or a family event, you know, I got a couple likes, whatever. But as far as business goes, it's such a great tool because, you know, if I go see someone, I give them a business card, but I always tell them, if you really want to see what I do, go on social media. And then, like you said, if people are liking and reposting your stuff, then it does create a compound effect. Everybody gets to hear about it. So yeah, I 100% agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's really, I can't, and I know you share this as does your dad, the love, I don't want to say love for it. I do love it, I guess, to be honest, but I love what it does for you. And I love the exposure that it gives you, because there's a thing I talk about a lot. Visibility equals opportunity, right? And the more visible you are, the more opportunities just come find you that you don't have to work for. That's why it's a force multiplier, right? If thousands of people are resharing, they're doing a lot of that work for you. They're putting your message in front of people while you're working on something else right now. And that's a beautiful part of it. And I like the idea that, and correct me if I'm wrong, feel free, but websites are important. Mm-hmm. We all have one. But websites, I think social media to me is the website of yesteryear, whenever that was, because there was a point in time where if you didn't have a website, once they became popular, you kind of didn't exist to a lot of people. If I can't find you, you must not be real. And I feel, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're in business, especially, let's just keep it to the business world. If you can't find me on social media, in most people's mind, I don't really exist. And secondary to that, if you find my competitor, they exist, I don't, right? Right, wrong, or indifferent. I could be way better than they are, but it doesn't matter because you see them every day, and I don't even know who this Randy guy is, right? Does that make any sense?
You know, that makes a lot of sense because there's a lot of people that I know around our area, a lot of these small businesses, which that's another reason why Carter and I started our business is to help out these local businesses, because growing up, we were told to shop local. You know, you don't need to spend money, millions of dollars, you know, on these big name brands. Go shop local, support small businesses. But you're right. If you don't have social media, if I can't look you up, and I will say one thing that drives me absolutely crazy. I mean, I don't know if you really have to have it, but if I have no way to contact you, then that's what really drives up a wall, because I can't tell you the amount of businesses that don't even put like an email in their bio. And you don't know, like, what if I was, you know, some big shot and wanted to, you know, collab with you and partner with you and, you know, help you do better with your business. So I agree. Now, I will say, as far as websites go, if you have a surplus of information, like one of my clients has a lot of events that she does, she supports a lot of stuff happening locally in the community, and just a million services that she does. She only posts, she doesn't want to overload her social media. So a lot of that information can be transferred onto her website, mm-hmm. where people can go look for more information. I don't think that it's absolutely, I don't want to say it's not absolutely needed at a website, because I think it's always a good idea to just have that extra level of social media out there, because having a website, you know, even though you're not contacting people, it's a great way for people to contact you and to learn more about you aside from your business. Because if someone goes to your website, they can click the About You page, learn about you in 5 minutes. When they look at your social media, they can see your product, but you're not always promoting who you are. You're not showing who you are in your business. So I guess as far as websites go, that's where I would kind of say I'm in favor of them. But yeah, no, I completely agree. If you are not on social media, then you don't exist. And that's where Carter and I come in, and we take over your social media. We create stuff for you so that you can focus on the other aspects of your business that you need to focus on. And then at the end of the week, you know, you approve all of our stuff. You don't have to worry about it. And then we just repeat it. So,
you know, Carson, I look at force multipliers, right? And the ability to take combinations of everything we do. And like in my case, as a rep agency, I'm out doing the old school road warrior stuff, right? I'm out kissing babies and shaking hands and bro hugging and pizza pie stuff that gives me the juice and I love. But I don't just do that. I do a lot of social media. But long time ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I looked at, hey, well, I got a website, so I'm good. But nobody knew I had a website because I didn't do anything to drive them to the website. I didn't do anything every day. And if you which I know you do follow me, very seldom do I make a post that doesn't include the ibuyfromrady.com. Because if you like anything I'm saying, or you like anything about any product I might talk about, I'm going to give you the introduction of a book. Because I know your dad and I are both writing books. We're going to write some books together. We got a lot of plans. I look at social media as the introduction. Here's the 12 seconds of Randy. If you really want to know what Randy and Source One Marketing does, click on the website and then you get the full 400 page book, which, by the way, my book's not going to be 400 pages, so don't worry. I can't think long enough to do that. You know, if I really did this, I'd be 12 pages. That's all I really know, but we'll probably get stretched out a little bit. But so I think when I talk about force multiplying, you need to use both together, right? Congruently, as opposed to, okay, I do this, or I'll just do that. Because if you just do social media and people go like, I kind of like this stuff. I like this Dino Media deal. This was kind of cool. But then you have nothing to substantiate that and to back it up with. Again, you're kind of, I don't say non-existing, but maybe I'll find somebody that actually has a website. I can see what they do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know when Carter and I first got our business started, I had three goals. I wanted to build my website. I wanted to get Google My Business started. And I wanted to really push on getting search engine optimization, which for, you know, people that don't know it, they call it SEOs. But I wanted to really push so that when people look up social media marketing in New Bremen, our name is on the list. Mm-hmm. So, I completely agree. If things aren't working, you know, together like a puzzle, you're at a disadvantage already because if you're on social media, you want your product to be seen. You're trying to showcase what you do, showcase who you are, what you value. It's not just about the product. And I think that like you said, when you work together with all your social media, your website, you're golden because people can, I mean, no matter where you go on social media, if you type in dash My Dino Media, my stuff comes up. So I made sure that across everything, it matches. It's consistent. I am pushing what we do. I will say when we first started, I made the mistake of posting too much. And I think I annoyed people a little bit, but I wanted to get my name out there. Now we don't post, you know, as much, but no, I think you hit the nail right on the head where you said that you need to work together. Cause it really, you don't even notice unless you're like looking at your analytics every day, you don't even realize the impact that has.
Right. Yep. Speaking of that, personal, okay, let's back up. If we're doing it for business, because most people that will catch and listen to this is going to come from probably a business standpoint, a large degree, personal versus business, right? Everybody understands, well, I should throw this product I handle or the service that I do, and that's important. But I happen to believe, and again, I could be wrong, but I probably am somewhere around 80-20 to just Randy, the brand of Randy, because I believe in brand ambassadorship, personal branding, right? I believe that I want to establish myself as the brand. So if I'm going to do that, I feel like, and again, I'm looking for your opinion, that people, I have a fastener line. I can show a fastener all day long, and that's not overly sexy. It's a fastener, big deal. I can give you all the great reasons that's exciting, but nobody really cares. Or so I'm going to tell you from time to time, remind you that I have these and I do these, and man, it'd be nice if you'd call me, right? But I want you to call me because you see who I am. You understand I'm a grandpa and a great grandpa and a dad and I like to go have a glass of Dr. Pepper or two when I'm not on this crazy program I'm on right now. So what's the importance, I guess I'm getting at, is quit reminding me, Wes, that Dr. Pepper, I'm as we record this, I'm still, I think, 25 days from being able to go back to a Dr. Pepper. But anyway, how important is it to let people know you as the businessman, business lady, personally? Because I know some people are afraid of that. They don't want to be too personal. They want to put themselves out there. How important is that, that people know Carson Wyatt as who you are versus just my Dino Media?
Yeah, I think that if you have a business and you are posting on social media, that it's important to show people who you are as a business owner. Because personally, you know, I'm a Christian. I want people to know that that's something that I value. Because, and Dad and I talk about this a lot. If somebody looks at your profile, and like you said, we have personal accounts, we have business accounts. If somebody looks at my business profile and I, you know, on my website, I have some information about ourselves. If they don't agree with my values to an extent, then it's probably not somebody that I want to be doing business with anyway. I mean, our business, it values, like I guess I should say there's a lot of businesses that I know, and I'm not going to say names, but they overprice a lot of their stuff. And with a lot of these local businesses around us, they can't afford that. People know they can't afford that, but they're desperate for help and they're desperate for that guidance on social media. So if I'm looking at two profiles and I see, you know, this person, you know, looks like a stand-up guy, don't really know much about them. And then they look at, like, let's say my profile, and they're like, okay, well, we see that this person values, you know, honesty and communication and trust and, you know, a connection with their customer, then they might choose to go to me compared to somebody else. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people that know how to do what I do a lot better. I've seen a lot of people that know how to do things a lot better than myself, but you want to work with people that you can agree with, that you value, and you don't have to agree on everything. You know, I mean, when you get into politics and religion, you know, people aren't going to always agree, but you have to have a level of respect for each other, and you have to be able to communicate consistently with that person, because if you don't, you're going to lose that connection. You're not going to do as quality of work for them, whether you realize it or not, whether it's intentional or unintentional. And it's going to create a lot of problems. So I think that when you're branding yourself, you need to be honest, because if you try to fake who you are on social media, you're going to look like a fake in real life and with your business, and you're going to get bad reviews, and it causes a lot of problems. So I would just say, when you're on social media, be honest. And if they don't want to do business with you, they don't want to do business with you. It's not your, you know, it's just, if that's who you are, be honest about who you are. If they don't want to do business with you, you probably didn't want to do business with them anyway.
Right. Well, you know, and that's a great point, because there's a quote that I've been using a lot lately and things, because I never knew this lady before. And I actually am going to reach out maybe at some point and see if she'd love to jump on someday, but an author, coach named Martha Beck. And she's got a quote that now I think I'll get this pretty close to right, but we do anything the way we do everything. You think about that. We do anything the way we do everything. So if you're not genuine with your personal persona or your business persona, people are going to assume, and probably accurately, as you just so well said, that if this guy's a, or gal's a tramping around town, hitting, always drunk, always doing stupid stuff, always personally, you're probably, that's the way you're going to run your business to some degree, right? Because as Martha so well says, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. I don't think you can fine tune the edges a little bit, I'm sure, but the deep down, that's what you are. And I think that's kind of rounding back to what you said, is so brutally important as we present ourselves in the world of social media. If that's what we're going to do, if we're going to go visible and we're going to be out there, I take myself, for example, you better get watching this podcast and understand how I think, say, talk, videos I do. That better be the exact thing you'll see at a trade show, or the exact thing you'll see when I walk into your office. Because if it's not, it's going to be, if you follow us, it's going to be very clear. Well, that's not the Randy I see on podcasts. You know, he's always Mr. Positive and believes in doing the right things and loving to do, doing what you love, all that stuff. And if I wander in as Mr. Negative and I hate life, I hate the world, and yeah, you want to buy something, fine, I don't care. Whoa, what happened there, right? And mm-hmm. all belief in you as a person, as a trusted advisor is gone if it's not the same. So I think to me that's brutally important that if you're going to take on an online persona, if you will, it has to be the real you, right? It just has to be, in my opinion. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think if people are trusting you enough, I mean, at least with what we do, if people are trusting us enough to come and put their business in our hands, and they're trusting that we're putting, you know, we're putting our spin of their content on social media. So I think that if you're putting your trust in, I guess I should start by saying, when we talk, before we even agree on anything with our clients, we do a free consultation. And Dad kind of gets annoyed with it because he's like, stop going all these places and doing all these consultations. But I always try to introduce ourselves in person and meet them in person as well. Because like you said, you could look great on your social media. You know, you could look professional or you could look like you're a fun person. But until you actually meet that person and see how they act, especially when a lot of the times we meet them at their business and see how they interact with like customers and things. But if you're putting your trust in us to do our job, you need to know who you're working with. You know, I'm not going to, at least with my business, if my Dino Media was selling dinosaur toys, I wouldn't go tell someone who I had no idea who they were, hey, can you run this for me? Because I would have no idea what they're putting out, you know? Right. Like, they could be talking about, you know, the Antichrist, and I wouldn't know. So it's like, I always try to put stuff on social media that is honest and just a raw view of us. And as far as our customers, you have to build that trust. And then also, like I said, before we post everything, we let people check it so they can approve it. They can trust us. And at a certain point, some people are just like, you know what? I know what you guys are doing. It looks great. I'm not worried about it. I trust you, you know, but like I said, if someone's trusting you to put, you know, your spin on their business and create content for them, I mean, you're representing not only yourself, but other people. So right. You have to know who you're working with. It's absolutely essential. And you have to have those in-person connections because you could be anybody online. That's one of the pitfalls of, right. of social media.
And I love that right there, Carson, because you in the background are representing that business. And most people that look at that social media that you're doing for a business, they don't know that Carson and Carter are doing this. Mm-hmm. This is the business that's doing this, right? If you do it for them, you're speaking there in their voice, right? So it's really important that they can develop that confidence in you. And so I think that's a very important statement. So as we wind down, because I know you probably got some studying to do and you probably want to watch some film of Michigan football because I know deep down you love them. Stop it. Just shaking your head. Your dad talked about something that he got in the mail. And I know he mentioned that he'll might pop on and give us a little background on that. There he is. There he is. Look at that. Just like that. He's there. Man, do you know Carson pretty well, right? Yeah. You know,
like I said, I've known her for 21 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I think she's doing a great job. And Randy, I can't thank you enough for having her on. What we were talking about, and I don't want to use a name, so I'm going to keep this. I'm going to open it up real quick, and I'm going to show you. What it is it is a folder, and I'm just going to open that up. Right here, a video will start playing, and I'm not going to show what the video is, but it is a very nice little package. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But when you're sending those out to clients in this particular case, it has been sent to the same person for years. And every single time they got them, it's another business partner of mine, Mike Goki at Mighty Line. And Mike Zylstripes. But what he did was he actually contacted them and said, I don't want it anymore, but they still send it. You know, so that's probably, you know, even if they're getting it at retail, I mean, let's say it's $25. There's $25 that could be much better spent in the form of maybe a boosted post or, you know, a series of mailers or a lot of other things that don't have that expense connected to it. And by the way, again, they might be using it because they say, okay, when we send out 100 of these, we end up with one client that is worth $10,000. At that point, then it makes sense. But, you know, I think someone like Carson or even myself, even you, Randy, who've been doing this, you know, for a long, long time, if you're using that as a generic mailer, that's an expensive generic mailer. I mean, you could send a lot of stuff in lieu of that. And that was the only point that I wanted to make. But it's one of those things that, like Carson was talking about, people will go out there and get themselves kind of in your face, if you will, about social media and about what they bring. And what happens is the people that are telling you that they're the leaders aren't necessarily always the leaders. They're only the leaders because they're telling you they are.
Right.
You know, so what you have to do is you have to be genuine to where people know, like, and trust you. And that's the reason that I use the backgrounds that I do. You know, I don't think I have it right here in front of me anywhere close. And I don't. Normally I would. But Carson will tell you, I got a Funko Pop made of myself because I'm a big kid. You know, and I mean, but I am also the same guy that you meet, that you see here on the screen, you know? So I think it's very important. And I also think it's very important for people to get the young intake from people like Carson and Carter, you know, of what's going on, because I'll tell you a very, very quick story. You were talking about you're not a business until you can show people you're a business. I remember years and years ago in the 80s, going into my insurance agent and telling him that he needed to have a website and get a URL. He leaned back in his chair, put his arms back, and he said, that's a fag, kid. All right. So fast forward a couple of years, I moved to Florida. I kept him as an insurance agent. When I got back to his office after returning to Ohio, the very first thing I saw in his window was Earl Vance Insurance, you know, all the way across his window.com. So I walked in and I said, hey, Earl, how you doing? And he goes, great. And I said, I saw you got a website there in your window. I said, I thought that was just a fad. He goes, oh, he goes, I had that coming, didn't I? The thing is you might not be into TikTok. You may not be into, threads, or you may not be into X, you know, formerly Twitter, but your customers are. And that's why it's so important to have a presence, even if it's a small one. It doesn't have to be every day, but just let them know you're there because they're there. And that's the most important thing. Randy, you know that I always say you're the talent. That's why I'm behind the scenes. Okay. When you are working with a client, you have to make them the superstar. It's not about you. You know, you have to take your ideas and push those to the side. So anyway, that's all I got. Get back to Carson.
No, that was very good. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. So Carter, what did we miss that you want? Because you've been very kind with your time. What did we miss that we should have asked?
Anything you'd like to finish? Yeah, I think the only other thing that I would say is no matter who you go with your business, you know, whether you're going with the older generation or younger generation, I think that what people should know is that just because somebody is younger does not mean that they are less experienced. I know a lot of people have been hesitant to do business with Carter and I because we are younger. We just started doing this, but just because we're younger doesn't mean we're not experienced in what we're doing. And I think that as long as you showcase, you know, that you do know what you're doing, you're golden. But I would just make a point of saying that your guys' generation, you and Dad and, you know, Bengay and all these other people, like you said, you're liking each other's posts, you're building connections, you're You know, you're showing your content on other people's pages, but when you get down to it, you know, you guys have experience with business. And I would say the younger generation has experience with more of this, the trends of social media. I guess more so just the trends, like you guys, you guys know the business, we know the trends. Partnering with people that are younger than you is not a bad thing. Partnering with people older than you is not a bad thing. You have to have respect for, like you said, the younger and the older generation, no matter what you are. But trust that whatever they're putting out and whatever level of experience they have, make sure that you're respectful of that, because you always have something to learn, something to share with others. I have learned everything I know from Dad. Maybe not as far as, you know, certain trends and audio and things, but dad knows what he's talking about. So I listen to what he says, and especially with like Sean Litvak, you know, there's just so many people that I follow that are older than me that I follow, but keep an eye out for the younger generation, because we do know what we're talking about.
Well, you do. And a final word on that is I made a note, and I didn't really bring it up, but you know, with social media, we talked about the younger generation are going to be, if they're not already, are going to be in those decision-making jobs or careers at some point. And we need to go, if we want to communicate with everybody, we want to be there. We got to go where our future decision-makers live, right? And if at your in your 20s and 30s, you live on TikTok, let's just say, and I just don't want to do TikTok because I think it's stupid. Well, I still need to go live on TikTok some, because I don't want to wait. Let me back up. I want to be ahead of the curve. So if that's where you are, and I say you as a generically, then I need to come there too and tell you who I am, tell you what I'm doing, try to maybe get you convinced I might know something or two, and kind of a trusted guy, because I don't want to wait until you're not 21, but you're 31. And now you're the senior buyer of a company that I want to sell. And now I just want to introduce you, because the risk I take, I feel, is the other guy that does what I do, my competitor, if he's been telling you for the last 10 years who he is, you know him, even if you don't know him, right? Or her. And so I think it's really important to go. I remind myself of that. I was against TikTok forever. I just thought it was the stupidest thing ever. Actually, I enjoy TikTok now, and I enjoy going there, because it opens up a whole level of people that don't follow me on Instagram or on LinkedIn, right? But that's okay, because there are people your age and older, but probably younger than I, that are going to be those decision makers. So I think you're right. It's a cross pollination between age groups, and if we just learn from each other, and that's really the important thing. But Wyatt, I don't know why I have a grandson, Wyatt. So every time I call Wes Wyatt half the time. But Carson, thank you. I appreciate you being on. This is really good stuff, and just thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed. I always hear Dad downstairs talking, and I hear you guys, your little banter going on. So I'm glad that I actually was able to be a part of it and, you know, experience the Building Wins Live. So thank you.
You got it. Well, you know, one thing about your dad and I, we do find ourselves quite humorous. Maybe nobody else does, but we do. He's not so humorous when he steals my food, but that's getting about old. I think I'm done with that. But anyway. Thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you being on. Keep doing what you do. We'll see you again soon for coffee in New Bremen.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Thank you. All right. There you go. The much, much brilliantly, not say more brilliant, but on her own aspect of the Wyatt family there. Wes brings his a little bit older with his gray face and all that. And Carson brings, and Carter brings this exuberance of youth and knowledge and background of how this thing works. So my only point of all that is, don't run from the younger folks. We got a lot to learn. We have a lot to give, as a little bit seasoned, if you will, but we have a lot to learn from the younger folks, and don't be afraid of that. Don't be intimidated, and listen to them and get involved. Use the force multipliers that are available to you, social media. That's it for today. I have got to run because I got stuff to do besides sit here and talk to you all day, even though I would if I could. But anyway, remember, live it, love it, own it. You only get one go around. Love what you do and do what you love, which is what I'm doing right now. And go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow, let's go.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.